I'm joined on the line by retired DCI Paul Malari. Is that correct?
Malari.
Nearly got it right, Paul. I knew nearly. I was going to have problems. You said you've had problems for 60 years.
55, but I don't mind another 5 years.
Now, you were a DCI, you were in the police force for over 30 years, and in 2018 you formed XJob, which is a recruitment service for former police and military. But since the outbreak of COVID-19, the recruitment side obviously has really kind of been put on hold. So you started XJob Community Volunteers, and you've now got over 4,000 people who've registered across the UK. So how did XJob Community Volunteers come to life?
Well, the XJob services site actually features just retired police officers and military who provide service around people's homes or whatever it may be, from pizza makers right the way through to chimney sweeps and so on and so forth. And work has gone particularly quiet at the moment for us as a company and for other companies, obviously. So XJob Community Volunteers was a knock-on from that. Basically, we've corralled 4,000 former officers and military personnel across the UK to support community groups, individuals, organisations in their quest to fight COVID. And that's why we did it. And, you know, you never lose the community spirit or the public service side of your life. Once you've been in the public service, you never lose that. And that's why we did what we've done.
You're going to be assisting military associations, you're supporting veterans, Macmillan as well, haven't you?
Oh, Macmillan in Lincolnshire, we've got military police, we're assisting the Royal Marine Association, the Welsh Guard Association, you name it, anybody that needs any help, if they come to us. We've got, for instance, there's a charity up in Peterborough. Now, we run a recruitment company. They're looking for staff. We're doing that free of charge because at this moment in time, we need to make sure that charities are well supported. I'm a member of the Lord's Taverners as well. So charity is something that's very close to our heart and supporting the community.
Yeah. And this is not just Essex. This is right the way across the UK, isn't it?
Land's End to John O'Groats. We've got people in Northern Ireland. At the moment, we've got a few projects ongoing. We're trying to find volunteers for the delivery of PPE in the southwest, down in Plymouth. We're doing hospital moves in Essex, and we're looking for a professional kitchen in the City of London. So yes, it is literally across the whole of the UK.
You are looking for more police and military officers to join, but you need to be in the police or the military, and then they can go along to your website, just register there, because obviously people who've worked in military and the police have got all the background checks as well, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So we pride ourselves on the integrity of the people that are working with us. Of course, we will never turn away a willing volunteer, but we are, you know, there is a caveat to that. We do checks around people to the best of our ability. We need people. The volunteer sector is absolutely fantastic. The reason we do this is we've identified that elderly and vulnerable members of the public were being ripped off by less scrupulous members of society. They saw COVID as being an opportunity to commit crime.
Yeah.
So to build the integrity into a voluntary organisation, that just makes a huge difference to the end user.
Yes, definitely, absolutely. Now, you were saying you've got 50 volunteers supporting the move from Rochford Hospital to Brentwood Community Hospital on Monday.
Indeed. So on Monday morning, we'll be moving equipment and beds with the military. There's soldiers who are going to be providing the transport, and we'll be loading the beds at one end and we'll be unloading them at the other and making sure that everything goes smoothly and safely. So yeah, we're looking at around 50 people we'll have for the resilience aspect, and yeah, that's what we're doing on Monday. So anything like that at all, any part of the community that needs support, it could be care homes, it could be warden assisted premises, who just want somebody to go and do a little bit of shopping, collect meds, walk past the family member's house just to make sure they're all right. And if we've got people in Essex that have got family members in Scotland, for instance, and they're worried about them and can't, you know, the police are busy, and I've got to accept accept that, and they're doing a fantastic job at the moment with all the other public sector workers. But if it's a case of just walking past the premises to make sure that somebody's okay, we can do that as well. So nothing is too big to support and nothing is too small to support.
And it's also that peace of mind, you said, because people are background checked, because they've been in the military and in the police, you know when you speak to somebody from your organisation that you're going to get somebody who are who they say they are as well. So it's a safety thing. You know that you can rely on your group.
Absolutely. But also, if there was an issue, you can come back to us and we will deal with that issue. There won't be an issue, but I need to put that out there as a reassurance. People can come back to us, give us the feedback, and we will give that feedback to our volunteers. And these are volunteers at the end of the day. They're the old and bold of Essex Police, City of London Police, Metropolitan, wherever it may be across the country, and of the military, and they're proud of what they do. They're not out to cause any problems. They just want to help people, and that's why we do what we do.
Now, you've had lovely feedback, and this is a story which I think you should tell, from Carol, whose daughter had to have an emergency cesarean.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite heart-wrenching. To be honest with you, this is one of our early successes. And Carol's daughter had a baby 12 weeks early, and the baby was and is still in the unit at Harlow. And we found a volunteer to take the mother backwards and forwards to the hospital because she didn't have any other means of transport, and because she had a C-section, wasn't able to drive, etc., etc. So we were supplying and still are supplying support around the turn and fro to see that baby. So it's absolutely fantastic. But if we don't succeed anything else, and we've been successful in a number of areas, that is the one that will stand out for me.
Yeah.
It's lovely doing the big organisational stuff, and we're proud to be involved in it, but to do the human side and support the local community members, that is absolutely fantastic for me.
Now, you were saying about an appeal as well, so let's go into it a little bit more in depth. What are you looking for?
Sure. So I've got four professional chefs who are trying to find a professional kitchen within the City of London. Now, there'll be liveries that will be closed, there will be banks that will be closed, all of whom have got kitchens. So what we want is a professional kitchen so that we can put four professional chefs in there to supply food to the NHS workers within that area, within the square mile.
Right.
And there are lots of people that require this support. And you know, if there's anybody out there at all that listens to this that can think of somebody, then please, please just get in touch with us.
Is this actually going to be an ongoing thing? It's not just a day thing?
No, this is ongoing.
Right, okay.
Yeah, no, this is ongoing. They're projecting however long we're going to be in a form of lockdown, or where NHS workers are going to be in strife, then they are going to be there to support them.
Brilliant. Now, if people want to find out more about your organisation, we will put all the details up on the website, because there's loads of different Facebook groups for obviously South East and South West and North East and London. Have you got a main website that people can go to?
Yes, at the moment it's our main business website, which is the three W's.
Yep.
And then it's ex-jobservices.com or ex-job.co.uk. And they're our main websites, but we're in the process of getting a website sorted for the volunteers aspect as well.
Brilliant, excellent. So if there are any ex-policemen out there or ex-military you would like to get involved, that's the website to go to.
If people want support, if you've got parts of the community that need support, go through those same websites. There's links there. Just, you know, my telephone number's on there, my email address, just contact us.
Yep.
And I make no promises, because at the end of the day, I'm relying on 4,000 willing volunteers, which in a population, we've got 1.6 million people live in Essex.
Yep.
So, you know, but we know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, and it's the 6 degrees of separation. We will endeavour to support as many people as we possibly can with former police officers and military personnel.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Paul, and thank you for doing a fantastic job, and also all the volunteers as well, because hats off to them for giving up their time to help others. Thank you so much. Thank you. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.